Okay, I'd like to try and do the Siman of Kachal today, if we can. We'll cover everything with some Rosh HaProkim. We discussed various matters related to Kachal previously in the Hakdama. Just to review quickly, the Kachal, of course, is the udder, and the issue is that a person shechted a behemah, shechted a female animal, so it had the Kachal, had the udder, and there's milk inside that udder. So the Gemara has on Kufiyud Gimel with Beis, the first of the source. The Gemara has a whole bunch we discussed in the beginning of the year. It says, so the Gemara has a whole bunch of drushes from all the words Gedi and Chalev Yimo and so on, some Ribuyim, some Biyutim. So one of the things the Gemara says is, Chalev Yimo, below Chalev Shkuta. Chalev Yimo, but not the milk of a Shkuta, the milk that's found inside a Shechted animal. Okay? Now just understand, the Kachal is meat. Okay, the kachal itself, the udder is meat. It's part of the animal, it's meat. Okay, the problem is it has cholov inside, but the cholov never came out. In other words, it's different, just to distinguish between the cholov that's found in a keva. Remember we discussed the cholov akeva at the end of Siman Pei Zayin. That's the reshecht calf, and inside the stomach has milk that it nursed from the mother. That's regular milk. That milk came out of the mother's udder, and the baby calf consumed it, and it gets inside the stomach when you shechted it. So that's regular milk. That's a different thing. That's chalav shebakeva, is a different thing. Here, the milk never actually came out. It was developing, it was inside the udder, but it never left the udder. So it's a little bit different. So the Gemara says, lo b'chalav shchuta. Just as a point of it, I don't think the udder is commercially sold today by kosher butchers as meat. I think it's not the best quality meat, I'm not sure. But at one time it was. I think I remember Shechter saying that when he was a kid, they used to, it's not the choicest cut of meat, but it was inexpensive meat, and that's people used to eat the udder. So I'm not sure we can find out whether the kachal is actually sold today. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't think it's commercially sold today. But anyway, so the din is lo b'chalav shchuta. Rashi explains, because we learn from chalav in chalav imo. Rashi says the imo mashma ruya lios ein. Right, chalav the only type of milk that's classified as milk for basim chalav purposes is milk from an animal that's still alive that can be a mother. Right, once it's shechted, this milk never came out, so it never fully achieved, if you will, the status of milk. That's the Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Bay. So what's the din? If you look back now at verse 3, the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph says, HaKachal, what do you do? Koro umotzias chalavo. Okay, you're supposed to rip it, tear it a little bit so that the milk can come out. But if low karo, if you didn't do it, then ain't over, love. You're not over. Says Rashi, what do you mean, low karo ain't over? Alachiloso lilkos. You don't get malkus. If you never did rip it, you don't get malkus because it's not really milk. As Rashi said, we'll all be sure, you're not over on milk, you're not eating it, you're not over on bishul. The lav chalav mikri, because as I said, it's not called milk. It's something, whatever it is, it's some other type of liquid or some other type of fluid in the body, but it's not milk, because it never came out. So therefore, you should get rid of it, right? The Rabbanan says you get rid of it, but otherwise, lav chalav mikri, yeah.
This is also for other halachas, like we were talking about, like the six liquids the seven liquids that
makes the liquid. I presume so, yeah. Yep, it's not called milk. Okay. The only question is would it be considered mayim? I'm not sure. I somehow think that it would be. Anyway, but then the Rashi continues, Gemara Beforish, Iika Mia Sudar Bonalov. The language a little unusual in the Mishnah. It says, Lo Karo Eino Overalov. You don't violate. You don't violate anything if you cook it or if you eat it. So what does that mean? It means it's mutter completely, or you don't violate anything. Daraisa. So that's Rashi's giving you a preview of coming attractions. So that was on Kuf Tesla Aleph in the Mishnah. So on Amud Beis, Gemara says, Amar Bzeira, Amar Rav, Eino Overalov, Umutter. It's mutter. Okay? Not only not over, it's mutter. Okay? And Rashi explains over there, Kuf Tesla Beis in Surah 6, Amar Rav, Eino Overalov, Midoraisa, Umutter Lechatchila Bachila. In Bishlo, v'lo amrina osur miyadar bonam. We don't say it's osur miyadar bonam. Okay, why? The hafilo nischat mimena v'yotza amrina lekama, and it refers to a different gemara, that chalav shchuta miyadar bonam hu, if the milk came out. V'hai, if the milk came out after it was shechted, it came out of the udder, it squeezed out or something like that. So there, that's called chalav shchuta. That they do osur miyadar bonam. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that. But hai, kevan demuvlo v'lo pirish, here it was absorbed, if you will, inside the udder of the mother, never came out, it's not even Issur Darabanan. It's not called milk because it never came out at all. Okay? Now, the Gemara then continues a little while later on that same daf in Chulin Kuf Tesma Beis, in 7. The Gemara says, Tanya Kusha Kama de Rab, Kachal Shabisha Machalava Mutter. Keva Shabisha Machalava Osa. Okay, again, the Keva is different. As Rashi there says, Ain Keva Shal Tle or Shal Egel. Right, the baby calf. She Yonki Machalava Tol Keva Osa. They absorb, drink the milk, it goes right to the stomach. That's different. Ma Hefresh Ben Zelazel. What is the difference? Ask the Gemara. Because Zek Konos Bemea, but Zek Ain Konos Bemea, Rashi says. In the case of the keva, once it comes out of the udder of the mother, then it's regular milk in all sense of the word. Okay, and therefore it's it's actual milk that's in the stomach of the animal. It never came out of the udder when it's alive. And it never gathered. Never gathered as a separate entity. As we said, it doesn't ever become milk. L'chatchila, boy, kriyut rabbanon. L'chatchila, the Gemara of the rabbanon say, get rid of it. L'chatchila, but with the eved, it's okay, and it's not even. Not only don't you violate anything, it's mutter, even to eat and to drink and so on. Then the Gemara asks, Amar Yehuda, so what do you do? Ketzav kor, what does it mean to tear it? So Amar Yehuda, kor is shesiv erev. Shesiv erev is like an X or a T. You know, it's a vertically and horizontally. That's shesiv erev. We have that in other areas. Sometimes the people refer to the Christian cross as Shesiv Erev. Right? It's in two different directions. What we have in Shatnez, we talk about in Kilayim and a Beged, so Shesiv Erev is the whoop of the wharf, right? The different. So that's what Shesiv Erev means. So it means you cut it in that direction, like a T or like an X or plus sign. Okay? So, Kori Shesiv Erev, V'tocho Bakoso. You make that little X in it or a little T, and then you press it or squeeze it against the wall, so all the milk comes out. Tacho bakoso. Okay, you press it with your hand, as Rashi says, Kadeshi Yishot Chalavo. Okay. The Mark tells the story. Amr Rabbi Elazar, Shame Krali Vano Echol. Rabbi Elazar once told his Shamas, rip open this udder and I'm going to eat it. So my Kavasha, what's the big Kiddush? That's exactly what the Mishnah says. You open it up, you can eat it. What's this big news? The Belezer told his servant to do it. Who cares? So, because he just told him to tear it open. He didn't tell him it daf has to be shesiv erev. Or you have to press it against the, wall. Okay, but there's an important Rashi here. Okay, look at Rashi says, Krali, tear it open, kachal, kodem shetitzana, before roasting, and they'll eat it. So that's a mission. The Karmic moves to Hak Kamash Malon. Listen carefully. Look at this Rashi. That's important. The Rashi Hak Kamash Malon on Chulin Kuf Tes of a base. Hak Kamash Malon. Kriya Ba'alma Karmale. O Shesi, O Erev. He was talking about any type of rip, whether just vertically, just horizontally, or whatever. Levisha Cholav Hanote Fiotzi Lamata. Umishayotza Vahareu Cholav. Lo Chazav Lo Boy Shesi Erev Ella Kedera. Rashi tells an important thing. He, this Rabbi Elazar, wanted it to be, was roasting it. That's how Rashi learned the sugya. He was roasting it. So then when you roast it, like on a spit, on a rotisserie iron, right? So then if you just cut open, without shesiv erev, just make a slice, what's going to happen when it's on there, while it's roasting? The milk will drip out. Okay, the milk, so there you don't need, for roasting, you don't need shesiv erev or press it against the wall. Okay, you just make a slit to open it, and then while it's roasting, the milk will drip out and finished. Okay, and that's what Rabbi Elazar was mechadish, so to speak. Okay, just a plain old kriya, a plain old rip is fine. V'lo boy shesi ve'erev el kedera. When did the Mishnah? When does the din? The Mishnah, Gemara, the Brayso. When does it require? It's Amar Yehuda, so it's a Chazal. When does it require that kind of ripping, shesiv erev and pressing? That's l'kedera. That's when you cook in a pot. Why? Says Rashi, d'hosam vada etzarach lahotzi kula mitchila. Because there you got to take it out. Lefish kishu yotze haru cholav gomor. Because once it comes out, it is milk. V'chozer umisbashel imo. And if it's in a pot and cooking, so that milk's going to come out, but it's going to be cooked together with the whole meat. Okay? Udksani le'el shabishlo mutter, that's bitzli kabar. That we said above, that it's mutter, that's roasting. And as we already learned at the beginning of the year, there's sometimes the word bishul means sleep. Remember we had that, I showed you at the very beginning of the year, at a whole bunch of places that quotes the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, by Korban Pesach, it says, Vayivashlo es ha-Pesach, or Vayivashlo ha-Pesach, we know Pesach has to be tzli. So according to Rashi, the sugi here is talking about, by us, is talking about roasting. It's when you roast it, so then lechatchila you have to rip it, but by the evidence it's mutter. Right, lechatchila you should do it kshaser, but the evidence, if you even didn't do it, it's okay, because the milk drips out. But if you're lekedera, there means in a pot, or bishul, okay, then there's an issur d'rabbanan, because that milk will come out. That's not going to be good with the evidence. When it says in our sugya that it says, im lo karo, lo karo eino over a love, when the Mishnah says, on Kuf Tesem and Aleph, source 3, lo karo eino over a love, that's talking about that's talking about roasting. But if you cook it, taki, you would be over. Okay? The tzli, it drips out. Okay? But with milk, it'll come, it drips out into the pot, and then you're cooking it together with the milk. So therefore, with milk, with cooking, you have to taki, make sure you get it out before. That's the sheet of Rashi. Okay? Then the Gemara goes on, tells an interesting story, the famous Gemara, the third line, it said, Kuf Tesem Bei, third line of 7, Amrala Yaltel of Nachman. Yalta, who was the wife, the wife of Nachman, said, you know, we have a tradition, Michti, called Asan Rachmana Sharon Kavase. Everything which is Asr, there's something very similar to it, which is Mutter. And I give various examples, I'm going to go through now. Okay? But Asr and Dama, like Dam, you know, like Dam, but you're allowed to eat the liver, which has that flavor, okay? You have the woman's Anita, but sometimes it's Dam Tar, right? When she has a baby, it's Dam Tar, okay? Chelav behema, so chelav chaya. Chazir, you can have mucha de shibuta, so you can have fish, etc., etc. So then it says, so she said, well, be'ina lamechal basu b'chalva. What about, I want to try basu b'chalva. What is there that's mutter that has the flavor of basu b'chalva? So Rav Nachman wanted to please his wife, so Amalei Rav Nachman, the told the butcher, zvikale kachle, cook up a kachal, okay? And just fry, roast it, roast up. That's what Rashi explains to the next page. I'm sorry, okay. But zvika shpuda tarala kachal b'shpud. Put it on shpud. Shpud's a spit, you know, rotisserie spit. So that means roasting it, okay. Roast it up, and I'll give it to her. All right, and then she has it with something that has some kind of bas v'chala flavor to it, okay. V'hanantan koro. But I thought it said you got to rip it first. He didn't tell him to rip it. So ahulik dera. That's the difference. That's only the dera. So Rashi says again, the next page will list Rashi that batch. Right, when it comes out, that'll be called chalav shchuta. He holds that Rav holds that it means aser. Okay, we don't have to go into that now. But the point is that the Bryce is talking about roasted. Okay, so bottom line to Rashi, that's how Rashi learns the sugya. Okay, because there's another lashon of Rav which I didn't print, where Rav says we have ain't over love mutter. There's another gear say ain't over love v'aser. Okay, but for our purposes now, the brisa is talking about tzli, like Rashi said. That's the shita of Rashi. Okay, there's an interesting tosas on Kuf Tesem Beis. This tosas really just explains Rashi. It's not arguing. It basically explains the Rashi. Okay, the Tosas in Chul and Kuf Tesme is Dimaskla Eino over Olam. Okay, Tosas there basically fundamentally explains Rashi. Pirish Bekuntris, the Mutter in Bishom Mishum the Chol Shkuta do Abbanon Hu, Baha came with the Evil Allah Pirish, Ophelis do Abbanon Lekha. Mashma Shirot Zalahamid Kula Shmaitza de Kacha Litzli. Rashi learns the whole Sugi is about Tzli. The Likdera, my Mutter, why should we Mutter Likdera? Hayotza Cholam, milk came out. And it'll be bole again. And that's also look at the case later. Zvika, right? He told to roast it up. All right? Okay, so that's he says in Rashi. But then Tosas points out, okay, well, first he says on the fourth line, Behilchus kal kvaravarna lamala de litzli boy kriya vishesiv erev, yelo koro mutter kilishikama derav. The halachas is that we already explained that for roasting, you need shesiv erev. I'm sorry, for roasting, Litzli boy kriya sheser below kar mutter. Rav Lechatchili should tear it that way, but below kar mutter for tzli, like Elisha kam the rab. B'ha tanya kavos el kedera kar sheser v'tochah b'kozo. By kedera has to be that's ma'akin. Okay, but he said we have a problem because there's a gemara earlier in Sadi Zayin and Beis, which is the end of the parak Gid Anosha, the previous parak, which says that the chal atzmo osur. Okay, take a look. We'll come back to those in a second. Look at 10. Omar Rav Nachman. We had this tomorrow. We did this a little bit. We learned about the kachal. But take a look at Sadi Zayin and Beis in Chulin, source 10. Omar Rav Nachman. Gid b'shishim. Gid anoshe. Right? Now that's what that parak's about. So gid anoshe, which get mixed in with other meat. So it's b'shishim. Okay? B'ein gid b'laminyan. The gid does not count towards the shishim. But kachal, the kachal gets mixed up with other stuff, okay, with other meat. Then it's b'shishim. The kachal, you didn't do anything. You hadn't, you cooked it. You didn't tear anything. No milk came out. Nothing. Okay. So kachal b'shishim, the kachal min haminyan. The kachal can count towards the 60. So it really ends up being 1 of 59 in effect, right? And beitz v'shein beitz haminyan. Okay. But then amr b'yitzchak bread the mesharshia, the kachal atzmo osur. The kachal itself is osur. All right. So Rashi explains what's the difference. So he says because by gid, look at 11. We'll come back to Tosas. This is all what Tosas talk about. 11. The ain gid min haminyan. The bein and shishim. Right. You have to have shishim. The heter levad minay. Shishim means you have shishim and heter. So the gid is also. So of course the gid can't count towards the shishim. The gid is also. Aval kachal holo min heter hu. The kachal. There's nothing also about the kachal. Kachal's meat. It's a min heter. That can count towards the shishim against the milk, because the kachal is fundamentally min heter. Right? I think we've discussed this. Okay, but kachal atzmo also says Rav Yitzchak Breib the Rav Shasha says Rashi Shara Basar Nosan Botan. Okay, because the Behu Lo Nosan Tama Basar Fi Shemur Haya. Like they're afraid to eat the kachal because the kachal now has absorbed the meat from this other meat, and that's going to impact the milk. That's going to be a problem. Okay, so now look back in Tosas. What's the problem? Tosas, I don't understand. Let's look now back in Tosas. Chul kuf tesmeitu maskla in over, and our sources here is source 9, line 5. Umasha kosa b'sorim perakid anoshe kachal atzmo aser. That's hecha delo kriya ubishle. That's if you didn't cut it and you cooked it, but had they bis with other meat, okay? Right? Now that's what the Gemara says. The kachal is usur, provided you didn't cut it and open it. Wait a second. Says the Tosas, lo gorisle. Rashi doesn't have that gear, so why? Dafilu bishle lechude usur, lepirish hakodesh. Remember what Rashi said? Rashi said that our sugya, which is matir, the kachal, b'diyevid without anything. That's talking about for tzli. But in a pot, it's a problem. In a pot, the kachal's a problem. The kedera, it's a problem. You have to knock it open. So, according to Rashi, what do you mean, kachal atzmo osur? Sounds like why? Because it's with other meat. It's osur anyway. Even if it's not with other meat. Even levad, it's osur. Right? I feel a bishah lechuda osur appears in our countries. Right, Lefi Mashapir Shachoz Venivol. The Mir Gav Pirshakurj, Hechad, you hear what he's saying. Okay, and then he talks about the Shishim in the water and so on. But you hear what the Tosfos is saying. Rashi doesn't have that girsa. Because according to Rashi, the kachal by itself, if it's being cooked, that's a problem by itself, even if it's not with other meat in a pot. Right? So what would be the Chiddush? Okay, of course, kachal atzmo osur. Even with those who say kachal atzmo osur, what it means is, well, you didn't cut it open first. Yeah, but according to Rashi, that's not news when it's cooking with other meat, even by itself. So therefore, Rashi's not goris that. Okay, that's what Tosas says. That's what I said. This Tosas is explaining the sheet of Rashi. If we look on Kufi and Aleph and Beis, another Rashi that's relevant. Okay, Rashi says. The middle of Rashi, but I just want to show that one line. V'hilchus kachal kvar lamadnu l'mala tzli. That's what Tosas quoted. Tzli boy kriya shesu erev lo koro mutter kilsha kama derav. Okay, the Tanya Kama say, well, the Kedera Karashes and Ritachu Makozo must be. Anyway, the Shita Rashi is, there's no, you know why there's no steer between the two sukkahs? Because on Daf Tzadi Zion, the Kacha is Usur without Kriya, that's for Bishul. And here we're talking about Tzli. That's all. You don't have to say that it's with other piece of meat and so on. According to Rashi, the sukkahs are not contradictory. Okay, there's no problem. Toes this, what do you mean? It says Kacha Latzwa Usur, right? So kachalatz wa aser, yet here it's mutter. The difference between tzli and bishul, right? Here it's wet tzli, and therefore it's mutter. Chacham or machmir, you know, why? What's the svar? Because a chacham only machmir by something which is similar to milk, meaning it came out. It looks like milk. It came out. Okay, but if it never went out, or if it went out right, you know, dripped right out into nothing, like when you roast it, that's not doma lechol, and that's mutter. So there's no stira. One sukkah is talking about bishul, one's talking about tzli. So the Gemara says, the Gemara over there on Tzadi Zayin says, kachalatz ma'aser. Yeah, that's the talking there about cooking. But because the whole sukkah there is when it's with other pieces of meat. Yeah, cooking. Yeah, cooking, it's tak aser. Over here, it's mutter, it's talking about tzli. Okay, that's according to Rashi. You with me? Comes Tosus, Tzadi Zayin and Beis, 13. B'kachalatz ma'aser, yesh swarm de garsi aser hecha de lo kari ubishle bahade basar. Okay? It's talking there that you didn't tear it up, you cooked with other meat. So ask Tosus, same like the other Tosus. He says, V'tomar ki boshele nami l'chudei litzer mishum tam b'zar kachal, shurachal shurachumos. What do you mean? Even if it's by itself, it should be also because of the milk that's inside the crevices and so on. Basically, it's because of that Gemara that you have to say here where Tomer was cooked with other things. Okay? He elaborates on it, this is Rebbeinu Tam, elaborates on it in the longer Tosas, the long Tosas, Kuf Tesam Beis, go over to Kuf Yud of an Aleph. I didn't print the whole thing. We looked down to 14. Dear Maschala, who looked there? First he starts with Rashi. Okay? And Rashi, as we said, Pirish Mekuntra is to have Nachman Surah Kalishna Basar Rav, Brysa Mukilo Bitzli. Okay? The Lishna Basar Rav, remember, said it was Osir. But the Brysa, which says it's Mutter, it's talking about Tzli. Tzli, etc., etc. However, look a few lines down, Rabbi Tam, Pirish, the hard that Tzar Kriya Shesir Ere, talking about Osir Kedera, okay, even that's only Hanu Kedera in Basar. The Kedera Mashra in Basar. Okay, if cooking means together with other meat. Aval Kedera Lobulasar, Olitzli, Shor Lechatchila Bekriya Ktsas. But the Tam throws a couple of things in here. He says, first of all, the Tam disagrees. He says, the chilik is not between Bishul and Tzli. Okay? It's between Bishul of the Kachal itself and Bishul of the Kachal with other things. Okay? When it's by itself, okay? So there's no problem. There was Chalav in there before. There's Chalav inside the Kachal before. And, you know, therefore there's no nafkamina whether you pulled it out. You know, it's not called chol shchuta.